How's life, Nevaeh?
Life's not that bad.
Yo. Man, what's going on with y'all, man? What's going on? Welcome back. Welcome back. Episode 2 of the bonus. I guess the bonus episodes. But anyway, yeah, welcome back to Life's Not That Bad. You know, it's a little podcast, a little something I put together. Just a little therapy for myself. It allows me to kind of talk about a little bit of life's problems, my problems, problems around me. But also to remind you guys that at the end of the day, life's not that bad. It could be better, but it ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I wanted to do a part two is because my last episode, it's kind of crazy. My last episode, I didn't really know if I was going to publish it. As if you heard it, you'll know. Like, I was conflicted. I want to touch base on it a little bit. For one, I got to apologize a little bit, man. I was lit. You know what I'm saying? I've been drinking. I had a lot of situations happening in at once. And then I had like a crazy situation happen at that moment. It kind of just sent me over the net, sent me over the edge. And in a moment like that, like, I'm not gonna lie, I've been under pressure for so long. And I just been kind of trying to figure a lot, out. And when so many things are piled on, obviously, you know what I'm saying? You explode, but it's like I exploded and I could see the cap fly off the bottle, but I couldn't release any content. You get what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't release what I wanted to say and how I wanted to yell, how I really wanted to feel. And because I can't break, I can't fold like that. You know, I mean, there's too much at stake. And then like that, you know, and then for me, you know, yeah, I already know it doesn't go. It just wouldn't go the way, like, it just never goes right. It never goes the way you intend to. It just gets so much worse. And what you say is not how they take it. And everything just gets a lot worse. So it's like, you know, even in that moment where I'm just so overwhelmed by so much going on, it was so heavy. And I'm sitting there like, bro, like, you know, I'm going to tell y'all now, once again, I ain't no bitch. And I want to also reassure a lot of people that heard that episode and thought that was a little heavier than usual, that like, I ain't no suicidal ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's not something that y'all have to worry about from me. You know, even though I tell y'all that, like, you know, I be hella depressed or something, like, you know, stuff like that. But like, I ain't, you know, I got, you know, I got too much to lose. I ain't going out like that. You know what I'm saying? On my last name, I got work to do out here. Like, you know, God only went calling me home, man. You know what I'm saying? So like, I ain't doing, yeah, I just want to reassure guys, you know, reassure y'all niggas. It ain't like that, gang. Like, it ain't never going to be like that. But in that moment, bro, it was just one of those, like, damn, I understand people that feel that way. Like, that's one thing I can say. You know, it's like when you feel like, what is the purpose? You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, man, there's nothing, you know, there's no appreciation for real. Like, well, you know, and I'm just feeling that way. I want to say that, like, at that time, I was feeling a lot of raw emotion. And I know that everything that was said was pretty much just a perspective. You know what I'm saying? Especially a perspective at a temporary moment of weakness and emotion and, you know, liquid courage and all of that kind of shit. Like, you know, there's definitely truth in a lot of it and all of it, to be honest. But it's just, damn, what was I going to say with that? It's just, that's why I was kind of conflicted with it, because I didn't know if I should present that to you guys, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like I explained in that episode, I just feel like that's kind of the beauty in it. That's the kind of the reason why, you know, I started this podcast thing in the first place, you know. And y'all may not hear it as much as I felt it, but like from the start of that episode to the back of that episode, like, it is definitely therapy for me, at least, because it allows me to kind of think of things. The only disadvantage I had was just, you know, I was clouded. And so within that time, I got to kind of just think about things a little bit, really kind of process how I felt, what I would think, you know, what I was thinking. And, you know, I didn't get any sleep at all, but I just want to touch on some things, give y'all an update, really, and kind of just reiterate some things. And yeah, so here's where I'm at. Here's what it is. All right. For one, I'm gonna preface everything by saying life is not that bad. Life's not that bad, man. And I know that. I did say, you know, I try to keep God close, and I do feel like not enough. It definitely, I need to talk to my mans more, but you know, I definitely try to keep him close. I keep him in mind. You know what I'm saying? Shall I say that? Like, I can say I keep him close because I don't be at church every Sunday, but I live with him in mind. So it's like I'm mindful of how I am, you know, my actions, how I present myself. I'm mindful of much, not because of like society or anything like that. It's because at the end of all of this, I know I have to have a conversation, and I feel like I'm aware of my flaws and things. And it's like, I already know what we're going to have to talk about, but I need to live at least cautiously. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I can't, you know, you just can't be moving recklessly knowing that you're going to be held, you know, well, knowing that you're going to be held accountable for everything, you know, rather you get away with it or not. So it's like, I try to be better. Throughout this year, it's been crazy for me because, like I said in the previous episode, I started the year with just kind of declaring that, like, I'm going to be real heavy on accountability. And that's a humbling ass thing because, you know, it's in all directions. And so for me, I've been learning a lot about myself. And I got to say, like, you know, it's last night as I was speaking and what I was thinking after the episode and everything is that, like, damn, like, I start to understand it when people be like, yo, you really, you know, people really do be hard on themselves, because life is all about perspectives. And I look at so many different things, and I was, you know, just like I tell people not to do, you pile so many things up on top of yourself, you know, you're listing all of these problems, knowing good and damn well, like, you know, some of these have to run their course. You don't have the power to change a lot of it. And you know, it's temporary. You know, there's so many different aspects to it than what you're seeing it as, because you're feeling what you think are the repercussions of that, or what you're afraid that the repercussions of this, whatever it is. But it's like, I realized that, just like I say all the time, like, you know, if you keep going through it and if you live through it, you're going to look back on this and be like, damn, bro, I remember when I was here and look at me now. That's one of the things that I have to apply to myself. And that's one of the things that I do apply to myself. And I have these moments of weakness, and it's not much. It's not many times that I'm like that at all. But, you know, I'm still human. And I was really struggling with that episode as far as, like, if I was going to publish that, you know. But I listened to it back. Nigga, shit, I was in my bag, yo. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I was twisted, you know what I'm saying? And I said a lot of weird shit. I ain't gonna say no weird shit, but I was like, I said a lot of things, and I was just like, damn, bro, like, nigga, this nigga wildin', like, this nigga definitely drunk. But I was hitting on something, man, you know what I'm saying? And I don't really take nothing back, you know what I'm saying? I just want to kind of, you know, hammer in some things, just in case it might have been misconstrued about a lot. I mean, well, about some things. Like, for instance, I'm gonna just give you a pretty much of a quick update. You know, this is my podcast. I know, like, people that listen to it obviously, like, want to hear updates and just stuff, you know, and stuff like that, and want to know kind of like where I'm at with certain things, right? So, you know, when it comes to just like my life, you know, I am struggling, but the struggle is not because of the things that are happening to me, but it's because of how my mind is kind of fighting itself. You know, I'm surrounding myself with good friends. I'm surrounding myself with good people. And I'm so blessed, and I'm thankful for the people that surround me, because, and I know that I'm doing good work because the people around me are good people. And, you know, it's like, I know they're good people because they motivate me, and they challenge me, and they make me want to challenge me. You know, they motivate me pretty much, you know what I'm saying? To be better. And even though that's a good thing, you know, sometimes in my mind, I take it like, it to me, it's like more physical pressure. I don't know why I do it to myself. You know what I'm saying? Where I should just be like a fun challenge and just like, yo, come on, man, let's get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get like them, do the work so that you can be happier, like the people around you, and be more, you know what I'm saying? Be more of yourself, like the people around you and stuff like that. I always have something in my head that will bring me back down. And so I just know that I have to keep on keeping on, and obviously not to trust my own, you know, to trust my own mind. So I'll be all over the place with this shit. But like, so like I said, just to give you an update on a little bit of everything, like my life is a little bit of hectic and it's pretty much within my own mind. I will say that, you know, if you listen to that first part, I mean, that part one episode and was like, damn, that's kind of scary. You know what I'm saying? Or it was scared for me or worried for me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I appreciate it, but really don't be. You know what I'm saying? Because once again, I want to say, like, you know, I'm venting and I'm just kind of decompressing. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm still figuring out and processing emotions and stuff. Even at that time, like, I was still processing these shit, you know, the emotions as it was coming. And so even though I said a lot of dope ass things and stuff like that, I don't really think, like, you know, like, I'm just glad that I wasn't striving to try to be perfect. And that's why I was kind of struggling with bringing that to y'all, because I was like, I know how I'm coming for season 4. And I was like, I mean, it's been a year since I've been talking to y'all. Like, I didn't know how I really wanted to present myself in that, like, if I wanted to present myself with that. But I'm really glad that I did, because once again, I just want to hammer home that it's like, I have to understand that I'm not perfect. And the people that listen to this, that they even might sound like that, that might look at me and be like, yo, you kind of sounded goofy, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't the person that I know, or you know what I'm saying? This damn, bro. Like, I ain't know you gonna be in your feelings and this, that, and the third. Like, you know, you're right. If you don't know me, you don't know me. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, this is truly therapy for me. And it's like, you know, those that really do know me, you know what I'm saying, understand that, like, well, those that know me know better, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, the people that I talk to every day and shit like that, like, they know what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I lean on them. And I just want y'all to know, like, you know, shit be heavy with me, but I'm gonna be good. Like, I'm gonna be good because I have a good tribe. You know, I get down sometimes, rightfully so. And I just want y'all to know, once again, like, you know, I'm working on myself. Like, I'm working on it. You know, when it comes to my family, like, my family ain't bad at all. You know, my kids are definitely just being kids. They are some ungrateful little fucks. They don't appreciate shit. They love me to death. I do know that. I know that my kids love me, bro. Because I was kind of like cringing when I was listening to that part back. Because I was like, oh, I sound like a whiny bitch. But because I know better. And I know that, like, if I was speaking to somebody else and telling somebody else some things, like, they'll be like, bro, you know that's not the case. And I mean, even though I do know there's some ungrateful fucks, they don't give a fuck about anything that they're giving. Like, they unless it's edible, they don't care. You know what I'm saying? That I know. That's fact. But I know they love me, bro. You know what I'm saying? I just get so frustrated because, like, they, you know, they do some things sometimes without the thought of the repercussions of later. And that's the most scariest things in today's time, because these kids and now aren't granted the same mistakes we were able to make when we were younger. And then it's just different. And, like, even when parents want to be like, yeah, you know, you got to let them go through things. And it's like, yeah, that's only natural and stuff like that. You're definitely right. But the fear that I have is, like, in this world, I just, you know, you have to be vigilant. But, you know, it has to be different, because we're going into unknown, you know, we're going into different times. And it's like, it's our responsibility to prep our kids for not only, you know, the life lessons and stuff like that, but this life is changing. And when you say, like, you know, to prep your kids for life lessons, you have to identify the life that we're living in. And everything is so divided and torn. And there's so many things happening now that's even so, you know, that's so-called, quote, you know, air quote, new to us. You know, you think about, like, aliens and all of these things that are happening now. Like, come on, man. I mean, these are different times. And then when you think about how society's moving now, you know, with the pedophilia, the way they're, like, trafficking, you know what I'm saying? The way, you know, you could... Just everything's moving so fucked, you know? I mean, these kids, I mean, back then, like I said, like, back then I can, you know, if I wanted to be, you know, deviant, I can go find the, you know, the nearest weed man and give me a little dub sack. Me and my friends can, you know, get together and smoke this, that, and the third. Nowadays, bro, you know what I'm saying? You really got to know your weed man, bro. Because I know one nigga this year that died because, no, they laced this nigga blunt, bro. Like, they laced this man's blunt with Fetty. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, when niggas can't even smoke weed safely no more for a dollar, bro. Like, you know, niggas is putting Fetty just in, like, for what? Like, we're in different times now. And it's like, y'all see the documentaries. Every woman out here love the murder documentaries and stuff like that. The world is a different place. And it's like, you know, I just get so scared for them, because it's like, you know, shit's gonna get a lot more complex later, but as of right now, I need y'all to grasp the simplest things. I mean, look around you, bro. Like, we, you know, shit ain't what it's supposed to be. And, you know, and I'm raised so differently from Tiffany and stuff. So even when it comes to us, you know, we're trying to find that balance because she has to understand, like, you know, where you have freedoms coming in, you know what I'm saying? We ain't going for that over here. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's responsibilities that need to come in earlier so that we don't set patterns. You get what I'm saying? And that can be very conflicting. And so a lot of the times I'm left in that position where it's like, you know, I'm disciplining them and I'm giving them these rules and setting these rules, thinking about the long terms and the habit forming and things, you know what I'm saying? Thinking about just, you know, down the road and things like that. You know, Tiffany will have my back in a sense, but she doesn't she's not thinking in the way I do. So it's like, she'll have my back for a little bit and then it'll just kind of fall off. And granted, she has a lot going on and stuff, but in times like this, bro, like, once again, look around us. Like, nobody feels really comfortable because, like, we're cramped and we're in a space. And it's like, what can we do to better our situations until we're in a better situation? And it's like, it starts inward, man. And it's like, things that you are laxed about, we can't be laxed about. And it's like, I find myself overcompensating because I'm trying to micromanage and be on top of everything to the point where I'm looking like the bad guy in my household, where it's like, people sometimes just want peace. They know I'm about to come in and just want them to get the house straight and clean and why y'all haven't been doing this, how long y'all been sitting around and da 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 da. And it's because we give them everything. So it's like the least we can, you know, least you can do. I mean, we take it everywhere you want to go. We do everything you want to do. So it's like the least you can do is clean up behind yourself. And for kids, obviously, I'm just speaking to a wall. Like, you know, any parent that's been parents for you, you know, every parent's probably listening to me like, come on, gang. And it's like, I know. And in that moment, that's what I'm feeling. Oh, well, let me finish saying this. Never mind. So it's like, I find myself looking like the monster in my home because it's like, I find myself disciplining and stuff and like doing things, trying to set tones and trying to do things and trying to, you know, set it. I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get them right. And it's like, because, you know, because Tiff is not cut from that cloth, it's problematic for her, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, in times like this, it's like, we come on now. I need you. And it's been hard. Like I said, in the beginning of the last episode, you know, it's really hard merging two different lifestyles. And it's hard, you know what I'm saying, learning new things that, it's just hard learning new things, man. It's hard, especially as an adult. Teaching old dogs new tricks is difficult. And I understand that now too, even for myself. But I can say that, like, you know, I do say that, like, choices in life sometimes, man, like, I get it, you know, emotions, they get the best of everybody. Y'all heard me last night, but actions matter more, man. Like, keep on keeping on. So, like, with the family, man, I knew I was tripping. I still standing on what I'm standing on. Like, they just, you know, I still feel what I feel, but I know better. So I don't want people to feel like, damn, bro, like, you really tripping and this is normal shit. It is normal, but in the same time, you know, we've positioned, you know, you get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? We working on it. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, when it comes to the relationship, once again, it takes a long time to merge two different lifestyles. And, you know, Tiff's a phenomenal person. You know what I'm saying? That's why I've been around. So, you know, that's why I've been here this long. I said things like in the past, I used to say things in the past, like, I remember on her birthday episode, I said, she allowed me to make mistakes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like, you know what I'm saying? She allowed me to grow. Like, you know what I'm saying? She didn't judge me for everything and this, that, and the third. And that could be taken in a lot of different ways. But what I think about it is this, like, when I think about who I am now versus who I was back in high school, I mean, think about it. You know, I've known her since 09, high school sweethearts, right? You know, definitely you're going to go through things in life. But when I think about who I was and who I am now, I have to ask myself how, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody talks about, like, patterns in life, generational curses and things like that. And then even in therapy or even when you're having them, like, logical enlightenment, type conversations or whatever, you be like, damn, like, see, man, the word enlightenment fucked me up so bad, beat my ass so bad, I forgot what I was gonna say. What I was gonna say, damn, I do this every episode, bro. I swear. That's going to be like my thing. Like, hey, y'all give me a timestamp for every episode when I finally forget and how many times I forget what the fuck I was going to say. And then if I even catch it, I don't know. But when it comes to us, man, it's like, what was I going to say? Well, I just reset. So, you know, with merging two different lifestyles and things like that, like when it comes to me and her, we work on things and we know that there's cycles. We know that it's, you know, it's hard to kind of break the routine, you know, routines that you grow up with. You know, I mean, you know, my mom was a certain way. Her mom's a certain way. You know, she grew up with a certain freedoms that I didn't have, you know, and like we have a different understanding of what life is, obviously, you know what I'm saying, to so many different degrees. And, you know, even when it comes to like therapy and stuff, because I've mentioned before that, like, you know, I'm in couples therapy and stuff like that. And it's been interesting. You know, I've had people tell me to go into it open minded. And because of those people, I just decided, let me do that. And regardless of if it was helping us, it was helping me, because it, you know, not only did a therapist confirm what I used to say to even Tiffany, like, I was like, damn, y'all motherfuckers should be paying me. You know what I'm saying? I started learning that, like, damn, bro, like, I'm not tripping. You know what I'm saying? But I also learned that, like, perspective is key. Like, it also helped, he also did help me look at her perspective a little bit differently as well. And so, you know, I've always been blessed, and I kind of realized that now. And I tell Tiffany, it's like, you know, you're kind of blessed because you're with somebody that's a lot more understanding than most, you know, understanding how you came up, what your past is looking like, and then being around, you know, like I said, through high school and where I'm at, you know, where we are now, and just being around and going through with you some of the things that you went through, I've learned so much. And I use that to better and to understand you. I mean, to understand her. And I only do, well, I ain't gonna say, I give her that respect. And I used to blame her for not giving me that respect. You know what I'm saying? But now, through therapy, I've understood that, like, I can't blame her like that. You know, I can't blame her for stuff like that. And because I'm burdened with understanding why, you know what I'm saying, why she would, like, how would she know to look at things the way I'm looking at things? Like, who taught her that structure, like, that thinking? Like, who taught her these things? Like, who, like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that to make her sound dumb or retarded or nothing like that, because she is actually one of the smartest people I know, one of the most talented people I know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Despite what y'all may think, or, you know what I'm saying, regardless of what I say, like, there's so many, you know, there's levels. But I'm talking about in the sense of, like, she, I'm going to say this. You know, she, you know, she has to overcome so much. You know what I'm saying? She has to overcome so much. And it's a burden. You get what I'm saying? Especially when you're striving to kind of, like, just like her, like, trying to be in her position and look from her eyes. Like, she's trying to be the best person that she can. And also, she has her own confidence. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she done gave niggas 4 kids. You know what I'm saying? She's holding this show down. Good job. You know what I'm saying? She's balancing so much. That's boss-ass bitch shit. That's boss shit. You get what I'm saying? But, you know, when it comes to us and stuff like that, we're always at an imbalance, because I feel like, you know, I'm fighting to be understood and she's, you know, fighting for more. You know, I can explain that better, but I had a car like pass me just now and I started looking at it. So I just started roaming and thinking all kinds of stupid shit. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that, like, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to her, bro, that's one of the biggest things that frustrates me in life, is because I want so much more for her. And I know how bad she wants a better life for us. And I struggle with being who I need to be, like I said, with the emotional side of things. Rightfully so, because of the fact that, like, I'm not comfortable yet, because, like, the check marks that would give me that secure foundation to be like, yeah, everything's going to be all right. We going to be all right. Regardless of the future humps that we go through, you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? We're still working on that. So I'm still guarded. And at the same time, though, you know what I'm saying? She's still learning, and she's still a woman. She still, you know, she still wants that validation of understanding that, like, I'm going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I got your back and things like that. There's a lot of you know, work on both of our ends. And it's just like, you know, once again, shit gets taxing on me because I, you know, I go through a lot, you know, and it's like, I don't blame her for a lot. And I've put her through a lot. But now it's like, oh, damn. I don't know. This is always so interesting when it goes to talking about this, like, this relationship shit, because it's not that I'm not sure of what I want to say. It's just that I don't want to, for one, I don't feel the need to tell niggas everything, because I know there's people that listen to this podcast for like, just for, you know, for inspiration or kind of just, you know, for entertainment, whatever the case may be. But I know there's people that listen to it just to be, just to feel like they're caught up in my life, and they will walk away with a certain understanding that it's not valid based off of one perspective or one take. You know what I'm saying? Without listening to everything and be, or knowing me or knowing her, to be able to piece together or read between the lines. And I'm damn sure not, this isn't the type of place of space, podcast or whatever, for me to explain everything for that, let alone, you know, is that my place to even be speaking on everything that she's went through or anything like that. But I will tell you that for you to understand the position that I'm in is that, you know what I'm saying, we come from, you know what I'm saying, she was spoiled. She had a certain freedom that she was free. She was spoiled. She didn't have a lot of those responsibilities, which isn't a bad thing, bro. Like, she got everything she needed. And it's like, I'm the opposite. So when it comes to like things like, you know, accountability and stuff like that, she struggles with that because that's not something that some, you know what I'm saying, that's not something that was distilled in her on the way up. So when that's not the case, who teaches you that? You get what I'm saying? You end up finding yourself being combative off of things that you don't need to be combative of. And then that, when that, you know what I'm saying, it's like, when you don't, you know, but when you want to be okay and you don't want people, you know, when you're feeling crazy in life and you don't want people calling you crazy, you don't want to tell people or show people that side of you, and you present your best self, the person that you want to be, to the outside world. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, I do the same thing in a sense. You know what I'm saying? I hide a lot of the things that I go through. And it's like, with doing that, nobody's able to, you know, nobody's able to see the things to help you and tell you, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, actually, okay, I'm out, you know, to help you identify the problem and change the problem. And then the only person that's telling you, you know, that's identifying the problem and talking to you the problem is the op, is the one that you're mad at, or there's the one that's mad at you. So it's hard for you to receive it. You find yourself defensive. And it's like, even though I understand a lot of like where she comes from, I just find myself conflicted because I still have to walk away and feel the way I feel. You know what I'm saying? Because she's not going to look inward all the time. I don't get those, that acknowledgement or the sorries when it's necessary, or like the coming back and being like, damn, let's just talk about, I was tripping earlier. I'm never searching for perfection because nobody's perfect. I know I'm not. The same way I dropped a crazy ass episode last night, even though it was still some heat. You know what I'm saying? That just shows that everybody's going to have those moments. But in those moments, that other person needs to be secure to know that, like, you know, you're okay with your emotion, because I know that at the end of the day, like, you know, I'm not going anywhere. And I know that, like, I mean, even though it shouldn't get here, like, I just know you're blowing off that steam. But it's like, with that, there's a certain respect to stay within guidelines. I mean, this, you know, we're not, you know, baby mama, baby, you know what I'm saying? We ain't, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend no more. Like, we're married with kids. Like, and so, for me, I take that more seriously, and I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I feel like the reason why I'm not giving more of myself is because there's certain parameters that are just distilled in me that are like, you know, I have to have that security to be, you know, if you're going to require certain of me, you need to be who I need you to be to get that, period. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that in the sense of being a boss like shit, but it's just like, think about it. You know what I'm saying? How can you, you know, you just want somebody to do something for you, but like, what is the exchange in that? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the exchange in it? Like, you want, you know, I have to be comfortable to be completely vulnerable, period. You know what I'm saying? And you can meet a person, for any man or female, you can meet a significant other. Y'all not, you know what I'm saying? You're not looking at each other naked every, you know, on the first day, unless y'all fucking on some first night, on some one night stand shit. But fellas, I guarantee, bro, your shorts are on before you wake up in the morning. You are not showing her soft dick. You know what I'm saying? The first meeting on the morning. And ladies, you know what I'm saying? If you're not shy at all, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to bear it all, you know what I'm saying, that morning after, like, you're that comfortable. You know what I'm saying? You have to be comfortable. That person have to check the boxes to make you feel secure to be able to bear it all without thinking twice of it, or without thinking you're going to be judged or whatever. You know what I'm saying? When you got to, you know, when y'all get into that relationship 3 or 4 months and that person walks out the shower and doesn't even look at you and just gets dressed butt-ass naked in the same bedroom, that's because she's safe with you. That nigga's safe with you. And so it's like, the same way you want somebody to be open and you want somebody to be this person, this character. I mean, not because of character, because she's not asking for something, like, she's not asking for the wrong shit, to be honest. But it's like, but you got to help me help you, bro. Because it's like, for you, it's like, I know why you're, you know what I'm saying, why you struggle with certain things. But it's like, you were worth it for me. It's for me to go through so many stages of myself to find this better version of myself for you. You know what I'm saying? And I've still got a lot of work to do, but I'm acknowledging where I've been and where I am now. And it's like, I need to be worth, you know, and it's like, if I'm not worth it, you know what I'm saying? Let me know so I can stop expecting what I don't deserve. But it's like, I do deserve, you know what I'm saying, the same respect to get that growth, to make that right instead of that left. And so I say all of that to say, you know, I've been learning and I've starting to figure that out a little bit, that it's like, you know, for me, when people talk about breaking cycles and stuff like that, it's always easier said than done. Your therapist can say it, you can say it, anybody can say it, your best friend can say it. But I can, you know, I asked myself, like, how did I turn into that person I was always mad? Well, I'm always still mad. Like, but just the way I was to where I am now, how did I make those changes? And it's like, for one, I knew that the person was worth it. For one, you have to know that that other person is worth it. You have to see how you're damaging people around you, how that's a toxic behavior, how it's bad, you know, how it's not beneficial behavior. And then for two, it's like, once you feel that, if you do give a damn or care or are actually somewhat of a good person, you will feel that remorse. You'll feel that damn, like, and that's the inspiration and the motivation that'll make you want to do different in that heat of the moment, because you don't want to let that person down. You don't want them to see you in that way. You want to evolve and be better. And it's like, for me, you know what I'm saying? That's irrelevant. It's just like, for me, I'm starting to realize how to break the cycle. And it's just like, it's only going to work if the person is worth it. And that really is down to it. Like, and I say that to everybody, you know what I'm saying? If that person is worth it, you will do it, because it's a choice. It's a choice. Your habits is the reason why you're in the cycle. So it takes a choice, a decision to break that cycle, to go right when you could go left. And it feels odd at first, but then it's always beneficial on the other end, because where it could have been worse or where it could have went worse, it's not as bad. You might walk away feeling like you're not satisfied, because typically you want to say the hurtful things. You want to do the hurtful things. You walk away probably feeling like a bitch. But at the end of the day, you're not, that other person is not walking away feeling less loved, and you're not walking away feeling less loved, because now y'all have gotten to a point where now y'all are just trying to hurt each other. And it's like, that takes a decision. You know, angry is easy. It's so easy. Anger is the easiest emotion. I believe so. You know, don't act like I Google that shit. That's a stat. But like, I'm just saying, like, I believe what I feel like what I see is that anger is easy for everybody, including myself, including my kids, including these kids out here now. But the difference between, you know, wanting a better life and, I, you know, just wanting to be OK and being OK is the choice. And I, you know, it's something that even is humbling me as well. And so when it comes to us, you know, I'm not going to say that, you know, I'm not worth it to her. I'm not even saying that she, you know, she's like that. That's what it is when it comes to us. It's just that I'm identifying like how I'm starting to put it into words, how I've been feeling. And I'm been able to, I finally feel like I'm in a place where I've been able to articulate it to a point where she can finally understand, because at that point I got to put a ball in your court. You know what I'm saying? And for her, you know, it's just, you know, we're just working on that shit. You know what I'm saying? We're just working on that shit. And I was, you know, I know that throughout all of this, you know, I pray. And when it comes to us, you know, when we go through certain things, I always ask myself, is this the answer or is this a test? Because one thing about, you know, my relationship with God is that I tell you all the time, like, I talk to him, but I wish my relationship was closer. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I just wish I was able to talk to my mans like most people claim to have, you know, to have that communication, that line of communication. Because, you know, obviously he knows I want to be better. Obviously, I know I want to be better. And like, I just, I pray. But then it's like, I also know I need to listen. And I feel like a lot of the times when people pray, they're always looking for the right answer. I mean, or the answer that's going to make them feel better. But what about the answer that doesn't make them feel better? What if it's a harsh reality? You know what I'm saying? What moves do you make? At the end of the day, you have to make the choice. And when you make that choice, you have to be sure. And so a lot of the times, you know, when we go through things and it's like, you know, I'll be like, damn, bro. Because I'll be praying about something and then like we'll go through something. And I'll be like, damn, bro, I was praying about this. Is this a sign? And I'll be almost thinking like, yeah, this is a sign, bro. I think he's telling me like she ain't the one. And like in the midst of her arguing, she'll say the same shit. I was just praying about this. and what you're showing me, yeah, it's all right. I'll be like, damn. And immediately that's just like, this is the test. You know what I'm saying? Because if we do overcome this, man, and I say if, but I you know, I want to be more positive about it and just say, man, like when we do overcome this, bro, the strength ain't gonna be something to fuck with because of the simple fact that like what we go through, bro, it's like y'all niggas won't survive it. And it ain't even on some bad, like it ain't even as bad as it as like what you see on the internet, World Star and that type of shit. But it's like this life shit is really real. It's really fucking real. And when you really love somebody, it's even more realer for you. Because it's like, if I didn't give a fuck, bro, I wouldn't, this wouldn't be as hard. But when you decide, when you dedicate and you decide that you're in it, man, that person's bullshit really becomes your bullshit. And for me, it's like, I've been, you know, it's just, I just need a recharge. But that person needs to know how to recharge me. So it's like, I'm finally identifying, you know, in a better sense, you know, in a better way, especially through therapy, like what the actual issues are and stuff like that. I just need the same strength from her that I have. And I know it don't have to be the same, but it just needs to be more, because I'm really good at filtering bullshit and just hanging on to the baby steps and acknowledging baby steps better for other people than I am for myself. You know, I can acknowledge, I can show you a light in a dark situation for everybody else, but I, for some reason, I can't do that for myself. And everybody can relate when I say that. And so for us, it's just like, we're coming along, man. And I feel like if we do get over this, when we do get over this, it's going to be strong. It's going to be strong because we're going through so much. And a lot of y'all just really, I don't got to break down scenarios and just get down to the, you know, to the details for you to understand why, you know, we was angry in that, you know, in that situation. You need to see the gravity of how real this shit really is. Cause this ain't that type of podcast unless we did like a couple's podcast. But like, I just want to say that, like, yo, when we go through shit, y'all niggas won't survive. Y'all niggas are not built for. And it's really because of the fact that we really do love and care for each other. It's just that I feel like it's both, for both of us, it's in the wrong ways. But we don't want to leave because there is real genuine love in there. We've created such a love, I mean, such a dynamic. Even with our kids, we've built so much with love that, like, the issues that we have are so frustrating on both of us. And it's... You know, my boy, I just got off the, you know, I got the phone with my brother earlier today and he told me to pray. And I was like, I was praying, but I can hear him now. Pray more. pray more. You know what I'm saying? Because when I, like I said in the last podcast, I mean, in the last episode, when I was praying a lot more and when I was in church, when I was in that scenario, you know, in that surrounding, and I was doing a lot more active searching, you know, there was a sense of fulfillment around that and a sense of safety, shall I say, where it's like, even for both of us, where it's like, you know, things were happening and we just, you know, we was able to, we just knew things would be a little bit better when you knew that you could hand your problems off to somebody else. The thing is now is that I'm hard on myself because it's like, I hold my own problems because I feel like I'm just not deserving to the God that I talk to, but I still talk to him because I know he doesn't feel that way towards me, but I still act like, man, like, I be hitting him up like, hey, man, it's me again. I know. You ain't even got to say nothing. I know. And he's probably don't even have that attitude with me. And because of my problems, it does stem into the relationship. And like, yeah, she has her own issues that make things harder for me. So it's always a push and pull. And that's why we're in therapy and stuff like that. But in moments where I feel like I'm being hit from like my family, my own personal life. And then it's like with the relationship things, we're at a boiling point and things are flying left and right. When people are moving backwards, when most people are trying to show growth and stuff like that, it's devastating. It's scary because, you know, we do all of this for a reason. We do the therapy. We go through the work and all of this for a reason. And when, you know, I'm saying somebody show, you know, when there's a moment of spiraling, even in the moment of you spiraling, there's decisions to make who you're going to be. Yeah, you can get your bars off. But even then, like, How much love is behind that? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you get your bars off, how mad are you? You know, there's still an etiquette behind it all. Once again, your feelings are your own, but your actions, just, you know, that's what controls the situation. And for me, I can deal with more than less. You know what I'm saying? To be honest, like, for me, because I'm more understanding than most. But once again, I ain't no hoe. You're not about to treat me like no hoe. You're not finna play in my face. And it's like, I'm been on a real big accountability tip. And it's like, I just need more and from everybody. You know, everybody, including myself. And I beat myself up because of what I lack. And I have pressures that I put on myself, but it's just, I just want to be a better self. I just want to be a better person for my friends. I mean, for myself, for my friends, for my girls, for my boy, for my lady, for my, you know what I'm saying, for my dogs, for the gang. And that's really on some real shit, bro, because it's like everybody that I have around me, man, like motivate me in some way. And that is a little bit of pressure on me as well, because I want to measure up. I want to make sure that when it's time for me, I can make everybody around me proud when they call on me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody around me got pride like I do. So we don't really ask each other for shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, I just want to be ready when, you know, when they do ask, because as much as they're helping me, I want them to understand how, you know, what, I, you know, how far I'm willing to go for them because of how much they help me. They'll never understand. And so that's pressure to me, because it's like, I just want to measure up. And like, I like it. I like being out of my league though. You know what I'm saying? I love that. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like that's the way to be. You need everybody around. You need to be out of your league. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all ain't up, y'all ain't leveling up together, then leave, you know, keep leveling up. Everybody can't go where you trying to go. But I love the, you know, I've been doing the work. So I've just identified that I've been real hard on myself. And I'm just glad that I gave y'all that raw shit, because that's just how niggas spiral. That's how I think. I feel like there's other people that think like that. And even in those moments of knowing better, you know what I'm saying? You're only human. You still feel like that. But just in those moments, have an outlet. You know what I'm saying? Just don't spiral. Don't burn all of the bridges. Don't fuck your life up, because if you sit down to process it, take a step back or do whatever it is that heals you, you know what I'm saying? There's an enlightenment in that. You know what I'm saying? Taking a step back, taking that husah, taking that, you know, you're only human. Give yourself grace. Don't be too hard on yourself. That's what I'm learning. And so I just wanted to touch base on all of it, because it was so messy before. And honestly, it's messy now. Like, I tried to explain shit and forgot shit and circled around on shit and said things like a million ways and the same thing like a million. Y'all know how I get down. So I just wanted to recap on it all. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that may have sounded crazy, but like, I got a plan. You know what I'm saying? Like, last night, I didn't really know what I was going to do. I meant that when I said that. I was like, you know, I'm going through this shit raw, because there is no solution as of right now. I am feeling this shit. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I took the time to sit down and think about it. And that's why I say, for everybody that feels like they have a lot on their plate, realize that, yeah, you may have a lot of problems, but they only come one at a time. They only come one at a time, for real, for real. If this out of your control, it's out of your control. Don't let it be a burden to you, whatever's going to happen. Hey, like, if it's out of your control, whatever's going to happen is going to happen anyway. You know what I'm saying? Just surround yourself with people that you can, that make you laugh. You know what I'm saying? Just surround yourself with people that'll help you, that'll bring you out of where you think you're going to go. You get what I'm saying? Understand that, like, things come one at a time. And there's, even though it may feel like you can't handle it, you know what I'm saying? Keeping your composure in those moments instead of feeling the pressure of everything all at once will help your mind, you know what I'm saying, focus on how to solve these problems. And, you know, I can sit here and be like, yeah, bro, my kids don't rock with me. I got this to do. This is due. This rent is due on this day. This, that, and the third. But at the end of the day, everything is still a process. Everything, you know, that's never going, you know, I don't know if y'all get what I'm saying, but I want to be like, y'all get what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, nothing is like, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. Take shit a day at a time. Take things, you know, one at a time, and give yourself some grace. Understand you're only one person. You know, this life don't come with no instruction manual. Social media, the internet is fake. Everything that you see is curated. Everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything isn't, that shit ain't real, bro. Everybody struggles, and your struggle is unique. When it comes to relationships, man, do not let relationship podcast and all of those things right there sway you in one direction. Because, yes, there might be people out there that may believe one aspect and have facts and it sounds right. You know what I'm saying? But there's always an argument on the other side. And that's always going to sound factual and make sense as well. You know why? because everybody's situation is different. Everybody is unique, just like a fingerprint. And so, like, don't ever compare just because somebody may have the same characteristics or the same traits to think that, oh, this is going to be the same situation for everybody. Don't be using the stars and astrology to be like, yep, oh, you are Aries? Oh, man, so I already know how you did that. Because all you're doing is manifesting that person's behavior, and you're looking for that behavior in that person because of whatever you feel the stars and shit is. You're just trying to check the list. And so it's like, understand that everybody is unique. Everybody is different. You know what I'm saying? And your relationships is the same way as well. Everything is different and unique. Don't compare yourself to nobody. Just be the best that you can for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And for the goals that you're trying to achieve and for everybody that you love and care about. Because that's where a lot of the stress is coming from. Before social media, bro, niggas was not this sad. Things weren't this bad. But ever since everybody had a computer, you know what I'm saying, next to their fucking face every day, you know what I'm saying, including myself and my kids. You know what I'm saying? That's what's programmed everybody to think, you know what I'm saying, to think differently. It's been a gift and a curse, because as well as it has allowed us to access more information and allowed us to see things that would typically be hidden, it also allows us to, you know what I'm saying, to manipulate. And it allows us to start to compare lives and want more, and that greed and that envy and that wanting to be like everybody else and that trends and all of that stuff going on. And everything gets messy. So focus, you know, like J. Cole would say, love yours, love yourself, love your own situation, love your own life, love your own relationship, love your own status, and understand that it's unique to you. And you have the power, you and your spouse, you and your family, you and your, you know, you yourself have the power to direct where you want your life to go. Keep God close with you, because as long as he is on the wheel, bruh, hey, what you talk, like, as long as he on the wheel, you don't have to worry about crashing. Things that normal people would crash out over, you wouldn't even look at it, perceive it as an obstacle like that, because you know that you're safe. You know that you're covered. And I want that security for myself. But I say that to y'all because at the end of the day, it is a choice. It's really not about the problems. It's about you just addressing things a little bit differently and understanding that, look, I want better for myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let the outside, I'm not going to compare myself and my situation to what people say it should be at this age or at this time or at, you know what I'm saying? And, or what I should be as a parent or as a mother, or as a, you know, single, whatever it is, or, you know what I'm saying? As a lady, as a man, whatever the case may be, live in your own, be who you are. Fuck everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Ignorant just comes with trying to, like, all of the extra shit just comes with trying to be accepted. You know what I'm saying? Trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? I'll get into that another time, but like, y'all, look, focus on yourselves, you know what I'm saying? Like, do the work, you know what I'm saying? If you want happiness, fuck all of these quotes you see online. Here's the quote. If you want happiness, you are the source of happiness. You and God are the source of happiness. Look inward, love yourself, give yourself grace, give yourself a chance. Give yourself that time to be human, make mistakes. Just learn from them, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, learn to laugh, learn to smile, just love yourself, man. You know, and thank God, take victories in the little things and appreciate the baby steps. You know, yeah, you might have rent due and you don't know what's going on, but gang, hey, you woke up this morning, you know what I'm saying? You was able to, you know, you're alive, you're kicking, you know what I'm saying? You still got a roof over your head. Yeah, you're going to say for now, but hey, bro, some people, I drove by 3 tenths on the way home today. You know what I'm saying? It's always somebody worse. And I know that people hate to hear that, but dog, just understand, man, like, I feel like I'm starting to believe that people say, like, you know what I'm saying, you really do have to just believe that you are okay. That's really what it is. Have that faith in yourself, have that faith in God, be okay. You will perceive the world differently and find the happiness you're looking for. Trust in yourself, you know what I'm saying, and just follow God and understand that life is not that bad, but it is definitely, but it sucks. Life's not that bad, but it sucks. You know what I'm saying? But the funny thing about life is, is that it keeps going regardless. It keeps going, keeps evolving. So, you know, this chess, not checkers, yo. You know what I'm saying? You make sure that you're okay, because this shit is a game. We in a motherfucking matrix. All you do is choose happiness. Everything that we work for, we're, you know, you'll die tomorrow. You can't take none of it with you. So just allow yourself to enjoy your moments. Allow yourself to enjoy your peoples. You know what I'm saying? Give people appreciation. Acknowledge, and acknowledge more. Rather it's negative or positive. Just give people that love and that appreciation. Don't be so hard on yourself. I'm going to take my own advice. I'm going to try to. You know what I'm saying? So That's what it looks like. I'm all right, guys. We gonna be all right. We all gonna be all right, my niggas. You know what I'm saying? We all gonna be good, tribe. Like, we good, you know? But just know that when you are not good, it's okay. Fuck it. It's okay. Just never lose your composure. Have your outburst, but never lose your composure like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, never burn a bridge. You know what I'm saying? Find yourself, find a place where you can be by yourself and get your shit off. But, like, never let them see you break. Never let them see you be less of who you know you want to be. When you face the world, when you get on social media and you turn into that person you want to be that person for yourself in all times. Be the person you look up to. You know what I'm saying? So, like, dead ass, man. I love y'all. I'm rambling at this point. I just wanted to touch base on all of that because it could be dark, but life's not that bad. It sucks, but it's not that bad. Funny thing about it is, it keeps going. So I love y'all. Y'all keep going. And I'ma just that's it. That's what sober thinking about it what got me. You know what I'm saying? I will say, future reference, man, season 4 coming soon. Yeah. Yeah, bitch ass niggas. See, I was quiet. See, I ain't say much about it, you know what I'm saying? Cause I was like, I don't wanna be saying nothing, getting niggas looking for certain shit like that. And it's like, I'm glad I handled it the way I did, and I'm still handling it the way I am, because it's like, y'all ain't even ready. And that's really all I'm gonna say about that shit. Y'all ain't even ready. I am gonna switch the formula up though, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it before I drop the trailer. But hey, it's coming, man. Season 4. I ain't even gonna give y'all a date, man, because I don't know. I don't know how many episodes gonna be, man. I don't know what my schedule gonna be looking like, man. I don't even know how that shit gonna be sound. I don't know, because I'm going about it so differently, man. So, like, stay tuned, man. Stay tuned. I'm trying to evolve and shit, bro. I'm trying to get on my shits and gigs and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do something. Because I fuck with having these conversations. And I'm around some interesting people that I'm going to have on. Oh, never mind. I ain't going to say too many shit. I ain't going to say too much. But we working, gang. We working. Until then, man, I appreciate y'all fucking with me. I appreciate y'all, you know, popping in for the part 2. I know a lot of y'all was like, oh, shit, part 2, let's get it, gang. But this ain't even that. That ain't even this, man. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to clean it up. You know what I'm saying? Present y'all with a little bit more knowledge. Drop a little couple more gems. And that's it for the most part, man. I hope y'all are doing all right. You know, definitely feel free to reach out. What else I got for y'all? I'm going to sign off on it. I'm going to sign off. But hey, if anybody got a gaming PC, bro, and be playing, like, never mind, because I ain't even really that social like that, bro, so never mind. All right, y'all, I love y'all. Y'all be easy. Y'all be safe. You know what I'm saying? You are not alone in life, and if you feel like you're alone, you got a friend in me, bro. Get my contact information if you don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I said it on part 1, but if I wasn't clear enough, I'm sorry. I still ain't gonna get clear enough today. But if you know somebody that know me, reach out to them. They'll get you to the right person. Reach out. You know what I'm saying? I like to be there for people. And I do feel like my purpose in life as of now is just to kind of testify and kind of share the knowledge that, you know, that I'm being blessed with a little bit, you know? And so much in a world, in a social media in a world of social media where there's so much fuckery, man, it's like I don't feel like there's enough realness in it. And as y'all listen, y'all can obviously vouch for how raw this shit is, because it's not structured as much as I be trying to structure it. It's never on time. It's completely random. Shit be up and down, left and right. It'll go one way, then go another way. This shit done had 2 different titles, nigga. Niggas couldn't even really tell you how many episodes is in season 1 versus season 2 versus season 3. Niggas don't even know. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I think of things so differently since then. But I'm gonna touch on a lot of that shit season 4. We gonna have some fucking fun. But with that, I holla at y'all. Love you.